escape the corruption. If you'd looked at this title of this without seeing the lesson for today, lesson text, you probably would have said, boy, oh boy, I wonder what that's about. That's another reason why I try to pull the titles of our lessons out of God's holy word. To remind us, we live in troubling times, just like those folks that we read about in God's holy word. We have changed our services. We've changed our habits. We have changed a lot of things we do in our lives in the last few weeks, and we probably continue to do so to some extent. But it's no better time for us to rely on our faith. Lucas, thank you so much for those songs that reminded us and fit so well, at least to my heart, to be able to rely on Him and look unto Him and recognize who He is in our life. So this morning our lesson comes from 2 Peter, but because of things, and it ties in, the end of Hebrews 11 talks about escaping the sword, I'd like for us this morning to read Hebrews 11 from God's Word. Because the world struggles right now and we're tempted with our faith. Our faith to rely on love and forgiveness and kindness and virtue and perseverance and self-control. All of those things are tempted. We're being tempted not to follow Jesus. The things that we know are right. The things of corruption. And I'd like for us, as we read through this passage in Hebrews 11 this morning, to recognize the troubles and trials that these people went through and kept their faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of the things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared for an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out of, they would have had an opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "And Isaac, your seed, shall be called." Concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning these things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each one of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to fight the armies and the aliens. And yeah, this isn't aliens like we think of aliens, okay? Escaped the edge of the sword. Fought all the powers it could be, folks. Do you ever feel like here in the last week you're fighting powers that be? New things? New considerations? New fears? How many of us fighted fears this last week? Just me? You know what I told the guys at work? Our company shut down the office, locked all the people out, said, "You people in the field can't come in the office, blah, blah, blah." All the stuff that's going on, folks. We might as well talk about it a little bit. But I tie it in to say, here's what I told the guys at work. We got a job trailer that's about the size of half our deal here. Two trailers put together. Four offices, and we had meetings and all that stuff. We didn't cancel anything. School is canceled, so now we got more people coming to the job site to work because we got 3 weeks of spring break instead of one. We got people calling us, "Can we work? Can we work? Can we work?" I told the guys at work, I said, "What? If I get the virus, I'm okay with that because I'm ready to meet my mate." I'm not going to be swayed by it. I'm going to walk by faith. We should be walking by faith. And if I die, I'm going to die, brothers and sisters, in love, not in fear. Paul says it's far better to go to be with God. But because I love you guys, I'm going to stay here. Okay? I recognize I'm in between the two. Same thing with us, folks, when we see the things going around us and on around us in the world. Don't be overcome by fear. Let love prevail. Escape the corruption that is in the world. Escape the sword. 2 Peter 2:17 through 21 is written, "These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions in the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to even know the way of righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them." Have we escaped from those who live in error, brothers and sisters and friends? I ask us this morning. Have we escaped the pollution that's in the world? Are we walking by faith? Is the knowledge of Jesus guiding our steps and our hearts and our minds and our faith in the times we're going through in our lives? Have we prayed for people that are out of work because of the situations going on? Have we prayed for people that don't know and don't walk by faith and don't know who Jesus is? We should be encouraged because we know we're going to live forever, whatever happens here. It is written. Or are our hearts and minds polluted with worldly things? I'm not talking about us not obeying the government. I'm not talking about us not being consideration. You know what? If I love you as much as I say I love you, I'm going to wash my hands. If I love you as much as I say, I'd like to give you hugs and kisses and shake your hands, which is customary for me. Very few of you I kiss, but you know, it's not because I don't love you. So there's times we alter our behaviors, but it doesn't mean we stop walking by faith. It doesn't mean we have to bow down to corruption. It doesn't mean we have to bow down to falsehoods. It doesn't mean we can't take an opportunity to share our faith with someone. When I read this passage, I actually escaped from those who live in error. I thought to myself, man, we want to embrace people that live in error. We want to be able to be an example to them. We want to be able to love them and show them and help convert them of who Jesus is. We want them to live forever. Sometimes in our lives, folks, we've got to escape from the things that entangle us. And a lot of times the corruption and the things that entangle us are sin or sinful in our lives. You know, typically when we talk about sin, what do we talk about? The big sins, right? the unforgivable sins. Unforgivable sins. Not a biblical concept, is it? But yet we think that way in our lives. It's always best to come back to God's holy word to recognize what pollution is and what error is and what sin is. Because if it was left up to us, we couldn't do it right. We can't do it right, folks. That's what the world wants. The world wants to be able to tell, you know, let's take a vote on what's right and on what's wrong. I'll be honest with you, if we took a vote this morning about some things, we wouldn't come to an agreement on things. It might even be biblical things. One thing we have to agree on as we walk by faith, and that God's holy word pertains all things that pertain to life and godliness. Walking by faith. Can you imagine, before I read this passage of scripture, can you imagine all the heroes of faith we just read about? Can you imagine giving up your baby? A pretty baby. Not just an ugly baby. The Bible says no. And Moses was a pretty baby. I'm just kidding. They're all precious in a sight of God. But can you imagine having to give up your children? Because you love them that much. Can you imagine bringing your son to the altar? When I read that, I think of Lucas and I'm thinking, man, there ain't no way in the world I can do that. Abraham taking Isaac. Noah building an ark and being made fun of. And I thought about this morning. You don't know. We don't know, according to God's word, when Noah was told who's going with him. We don't know if God told Noah, you know what? Your family will be saved. Don't worry about it. We don't know until God decided to load that ark who was going with Noah. We don't know for sure. I don't believe from God's word when Noah found out who's going with him and who wasn't. But by faith, he did what he did. He knew people were going to perish. He knew what corruption was. He preached for 100 years. Folks, let us not waver in our faith. Some will be lost. Some will not follow Jesus. Some will not obey the Heavenly Father. But we shouldn't give up in our walk of faith. We shouldn't turn to being malicious and hateful. We're perplexed in our house.
How many rolls of toilet paper we got left?
You did get some yesterday? I didn't even know that we got toilet paper.
I was about ready to tell you guys we're almost out of toilet paper and we're already using baby wipes. They don't know that. But that's what they do in Europe anyways. They don't have toilet paper that much in Europe. Whole different culture. Are you willing to change to keep walking by faith? How many of you would like to share your toilet paper with somebody else in here that doesn't have me? See, some people say yes, some people, God doesn't know to get by for a couple weeks. Of all the people in the world that should be able to share, if you're short something, in the next few weeks or months or whatever it takes, reach out to one of us. If you need milk, if you don't want to go out, we've had offers already. This is a great opportunity for us to let our love shine and not let the corruption of the world scare us and let our faith shine amongst ourselves. If you need something, reach out to one of the elders, one of the deacons, somebody, me. We will be there to help you. We will find what you need. If you're short on something, maybe you don't even think it's now. I'm not going to the store to buy candy, okay? You know? I was going to say I'll bring you some ours, but we're pretty short. I can bring you some ice cream, but candy's been diminished in our house.
This is a great opportunity, brothers and sisters and friends, to walk by faith and show our love for one another. Don't be afraid to reach out.
I was about ready to reach out on a cooker paper. I just found out we had some. We all talk about it, okay? Let's be honest with one another. If you need something, if you need help. If you're wondering about how somebody's doing, I did this week. We talked about it. I didn't do it. Juan, I'm sorry I didn't call you. I was wondering how he's doing. I love the body. Love him. I'm 58. I'm only two years away from, you know, that age. Okay? Remind yourself from scriptures to encourage one another, encourage your heart, not to give up, not to be worried, not to be in fear. Of all the people in the world, we should not be in fear. We should have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who obtained like precious faith with us, by the righteousness of God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. I use a simple example this morning and then run through our lesson topics. If you go to the store in the next few weeks and somebody coughs or sneezes by you or on you, will you say, God bless you? Or will you stare at them in anger? Will you be able to say, I love you? That's what Jesus did when he came. You know what? He's the only one that touched the lepers. He's the only one that wasn't afraid of lepers when he was here. Now, he turned it over, and then he turned the disciples into people that weren't afraid of lepers. And then they turned more people that weren't into afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't let fear control yourselves. Walk by your faith. Let God's love control your thoughts, your actions, and your hearts in this coming week. Closing this morning, have you escaped the corruption that is in the world? Have you escaped the edge of the sword? Any of the things that tempt people of faith? Have you escaped from those who live in error? Don't be converted by those things in your life or those people in your life that don't walk by faith. Escape the pollution that is in the world, the pollutions that are in the world. There's a lot of it going on. There was back here. 2,000 years ago, it hasn't changed. Escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Use all diligence.
Walk by faith. Keep the virtues of God and Jesus. Rely on the knowledge that we've gained. Practice self-control and perseverance and godliness and brotherly kindness. Let love guide everything you do this week. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, had your sins washed away in the waters of baptism, and had begin your walk anew in eternal life, we invite you to do that this morning. If you need to pray as a congregation for any reason, we plead with you to come forward with those things as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.